You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Time for another check-in with Glasgow-based pharmacist Elizabeth Roddick here on RNIB Connect Radio. Hello, Elizabeth. How are you?
Very well, thanks, Toby.
I don't know about you, Elizabeth, but I am certainly feeling the heat at the moment with all the hot weather we've been having over the last few days. And I think the highest temperature in May since records began too. So are there certain individuals who are at more risk in the heat then?
Well, I think if you think about both ends of the spectrum, Toby, babies, young children don't sweat as much as adults. And obviously the elderly are at greater risk, of course. Anyone with underlying health conditions, people with heart problems, breathing difficulties, even dementia, diabetes, kidney disease, overheating could potentially exacerbate existing illnesses. And that increases the risk of heart-related illnesses, such as heat exhaustion and heat stroke.
Yes, I was going to ask about heat exhaustion. I suppose what happens if someone is showing the signs of heat exhaustion?
Yeah, I think you need to be observing the person. I mean, they will feel very tired, dizzy, headache. They could even be sick, vomiting, excessive sweating. You might even get a heat rash, cramps in the arms, legs, stomach. Your breathing will become very fast. You will have a high temperature. You become very thirsty. And of course, weakness is an important part of that as well.
Let's also talk about heat stroke, which can be quite dangerous, can't it?
Yes, I would say if the person is unwell, say for about 30 minutes, even after cooling down and drinking water, then that is possibly a heat stroke. And that's where they have a very high temperature. The skin looks hot and red. It doesn't look as if it's sweating. That's the difference. They will be breathing fast. The heartbeat will be fast. They'll probably be quite confused. Now, in severe cases, you can actually fit and also lose consciousness.
So prevention is key, as you always say, Elizabeth.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about these things. These are medical emergencies. 999, please phone immediately. But prevention, of course, is the key, Toby, as you've said. It's about minimizing getting too hot. For example, keeping in the shade if you can, and obviously increasing the amount of water you're drinking. Also be aware of how you feel. I mean, are you becoming uncomfortable in the heat? Can you move somewhere else to cool down?
Finally, Elizabeth, we were also talking about the sun and sunscreen recently, which is so important to be aware of, you know, being out in the sun and making sure you're protected from the sun as well.
Yeah, good point, Toby. We were talking about that in another interview, and a little bit of sun, I think I suggested, can be good for you. Unfortunately, skin burning, burnt skin as well as being painful, can lead to problems later on in life, like a skin cancer. So covering up, loose clothing, at least factor 30, and staying in the shade at the height of the sun is sensible. And residents, particularly in the UK, but maybe Scottish people with very fair skin, they're just not used to going out into the sun. So please be aware of that. Just take things easy.
Well, as always, some very useful information and advice there. Elizabeth, if people would like to maybe contact you and ask for some advice, do remind us of your website address where they can find your contact details.
All the W's, elizabethroddick.com.
Well, as always, thank you very much indeed, Elizabeth, for chatting with me again here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Always a pleasure, Toby.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.